last comment, Madam Chair, just to reaffirm what you all said and to let you, the commission, know we will continue, obviously, conversations with South Dakota bow hunters on this very topic as well. We've had some ongoing conversations on our quarterly calls, and I know that this will continue to be one of our primary discussion points, and we look forward to having those conversations and working with that organization. They've been engaged with many projects across the state. It's been a great relationship and a partnership out there, and this is one of those topics we'll continue to talk about as well.
Very good. Thank you, Director Cushman. We're going to move on to the next agenda, item 6, paddlefish snagging at Gavin's Point.
So, Madam Chair, your second petition in front of you was brought forward by Mr. Tad Reiner. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And requested a change on a boundary for part of the paddlefish season. So I guess, Madam Chair, the best thing to do is if Mr. Reiner was able to join virtually, to turn it over to him to share his thoughts and perspectives with you and the commissioners, and then I will share some comments as well.
Very good. Mr. Reiner is not able to join us. Okay, very good. Director Cushman, it's okay. The ball's in your court.
All right. So shortly going over what Mr. Reiner had submitted for a petition change, the primary piece of the requested change had to deal with a tributary on the South Dakota side, in particular the James River, where he was asking for, right now the paddlefish season is essentially focused on the confluence of the Missouri River. It does not include tributaries, if I may, for the vast majority on both the north, on the Nebraska side and on the South Dakota side. When we consider the paddlefish season, quite honestly, it's a co-management approach between the two states. There's a set number of paddlefish licenses, 1,600 on Nebraska side, 1,600 on South Dakota side. Ongoing conversations about dates, the overall approach, and we work together co-managing this so we can assure a level of consistency as well in particular. So what has happened here in this particular case, the individual asked for a portion of the James River going up from the mouth of the James River on the confluence of the Missouri River going up into the James, up to Highway 50 Bridge, which would be approximately a mile up, if I remember right, from the mouth of the James River off the Missouri River. So with that change, our staff were looking at this. We had some internal conversations on this. One of the key factors, because it is a co-management, and this would go now outside of the confluence of the Missouri River, on the South Dakota side, we do have 50 tags that are available to non-residents. And so those licenses would not be valid in that, because that is no longer a boundary water now. Now it becomes an inland because it's off of the Missouri River itself. They brought forward a few safety concerns as well. And one of the primary safety concerns was the concept of the Highway 50 and the bridge there. The fact that people would likely be parking on the bridge on the main highway there and trying then to get down into the quote-unquote road right away to attempt to fish right underneath the bridge itself, and what potential hazards or concerns are on the highway. Then also the tributary there going down to the mouth is basically all private land going down to the James River as well. And so there's a few items that were brought up for a concern there, but in general, the overall conversation was really about the co-management of this particular opportunity with the state of Nebraska. And we have a really good rapport relationship working with Nebraska on this opportunity that's provided to sportsmen and women each year. And it's something that's of really valued. And there is concern that making this type of deviation would go outside of the overall approach that has been taking on the management of paddlefish there between the two states. What I would offer up to you in respect to that, when these types of requests or considerations are brought up, whether it's externally, internally, especially when we're talking about a boundary water, and we've had a few other issues in years past where we were dealing with some regulations or fish regulations with another state as a boundary water, there is a pretty lengthy process that happens there, right? Our staff and the staff from the adjoining state have conversations and look at the pros, the cons, negatives, the positives, look at the time frame of when that respective state goes through their process of regulation changes or updates, when our process is, and it's really a communicative thing working together on trying to make those things happen when they find something that's worthwhile looking at, considering. In this particular case, coming forward as a quick petition and making a change, we haven't even had the opportunity to visit with Nebraska on what would this mean for them, right? And usually these are multi-month conversations, and sometimes they're even longer than that. So again, knowing that it's a co-management approach and working closely with the state of Nebraska as a boundary water, and for all those reasons I just shared, our recommendation to you would be to deny this particular petition. Things are working very well. It was a little bit more harder year for paddle fishermen in terms of finding those fish, and so there were people moving around, but most years the bulk of the or the majority of that activity is happening up at the tail races by Gavin's Point. So we would recommend that you would just leave it for right now as it is. However, what I would offer to you, one of the main questions that the petitioner had was, so what exactly is the definition of the mouth of the James River? Where is that exactly at? And in our conversations internally, we can add more details or information based on the rule that's written already within our handbook and the information that we share with those individuals that do draw a paddlefish tag going into the future. Our officers also work on putting up signs at the mouth also to help people understand where the boundary is, and we can continue to work on those. So I think and believe that there are other ways that we can help get that clarification out there, more information out there, without actually changing rules or boundaries and changing the overall structure of this particular season. So you would have my commitment and working with staff to look at those things and any other information we can add for clarity purposes that would make sense out there for those anglers as well. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it over to you for any further questions.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Cole.
Madam Chair, Tom, the couple things just to make sure we're all clear on it. When you mentioned the the non-resident thing, I think I know what it is, but correct me here if I'm wrong. If somebody got a Nebraska tag for paddlefish, the minute they would get into the Jim River, they would be required to have a South Dakota non-resident, right, if it's even allowed. But, you know, that's number one. And you, I guess you answered the big part, you know. I've been along there and having signs up, which are signs of things all the time. But this isn't the only place that this has the potential to happen. In fact, back upstream in the Missouri, Marin Creek, which goes right into Yankton, is navigable sometimes. You know what I mean? So I think that would really open up a can of worms. I mean, the boundary water thing, I mean, making that really clear, any boundary water, basically we have reciprocity between the two states for specific things. And paddle fishing is one of them, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and that's, yep. Okay.
Very good. Additional questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, we need a motion.
Move to deny.
Move to deny by Commissioner Locken.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Any comments on the motion to deny? Seeing none, all those in favor of denying the petition, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the petition is denied. Thank you, Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And I know we'll have some resolutions to address before the end of today.
Yeah, Madam Chair, if you can give us time to work on those and have those put together for you, and we'll just put them up on the board for you to see probably at the end of the meeting here, if that would work for you.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And we will continue